Inga sells out her queer identity when people assume, based on her appearance, that she's straight, and she doesn't correct them. She gets to be out when it's safe and convenient, and she doesn't have to be when it's not. Similar to Lily, she sold out her activist communities and her own social justice beliefs by working within a well-funded elite institution, rather than dedicating her time to supporting the struggling nonprofits that need her more. Based on our own stories and those we heard from others, we suspected that despite our aversion to the idea of becoming sellouts, all of us nevertheless sell out at some point in our lives. In fact, it seemed likely that most of us sell out in small ways on a regular basis. We wrote this book to answer two questions. What compels so many of us to sell out, and how can we sell out ethically? We started this book as a search to find the so-called sellouts in the world. We suspected that after hearing their stories, we would be able to identify unethical sellouts from their ethical counterparts, those who made selling out decisions based on necessity rather than greed. We were surprised to find that all the people we spoke with described the same challenges. They worked to find their place within their social and demographic group.